This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hello everyone, welcome back to The Peaceful Corner. I hope you all are doing wonderful. We give God thanks for all that he's done in our lives. We always must give thanks, you know. I'm building a habit of thanksgiving every day. You know, sometimes we know that we're supposed to thank God, but like sometimes we, you know, just forget. Just a little bit. Not intentionally, but sometimes we forget. You know, and it's all right sometimes. It's all right, but we should remember. When we remember, we should make sure we give God a heartfelt praise and thanksgiving to God. You know, because praise does something. You know, it says we enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Yeah. So I hope you all are doing well. I hope you guys are basking in the glory of God. You know, even with all the things that are happening in the world, I hope you're finding time to rest. You're finding time to spend time with your family. You're finding time to do the things that are important, like reading your Bible. And, you know, that's one thing I'm going to talk about today here. Reading your Bible. Anyways, you know, there's a song, read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray, and you shrink. And we don't want to shrink, do we? I understand that, you know, sometimes in our busy world, in our crazy world, we don't necessarily take time to read our Bible in the way that most of us would want to. We read devotionals, which is great, which is actually really great. We need to do that. You know, it helps us start our day, helps us, you know, have something to think about and meditate on. Even the devotional that we read, a lot of times we forget, and I'm speaking even for myself, we forgot what we've read. Not in, like, some of us, the access we remember, but like, we don't meditate on it throughout our day. We don't like take a moment, you know, maybe in the moment of your day where there's just like a bit of downtime, like, you know, what the devotion was even talking about, you know, did I even practice it as I went on today, did I actually do the things that were talked about in my devotion, you know? So, you know, and it's not intentional, but I think, you know, we should try and be intentional about doing that, about remembering to kind of just take a moment and meditate on our devotions, right? And actually see how, and actually try and make those changes in our lives, depending on whatever the devotion is talking about, or even practice the thing that the devotion is asking us to practice, or just even ponder on what it's, or just think about over and over again on what the devotion has just talked about, and, you know, go from there. I think it's very important. But back to the topic of reading our Bible. In our busy world, in our ups and downs, in our, we go here, go here, go here, go here. You know, we go to Bible study, but then most of the time, that's the only time we actually read our Bible. And then maybe on Sunday. And like I said, we read our Bible, you know, in the devotions, and then that's pretty much it. But like, I perfectly understand that, you know, we have so many things to do. And I remember, like, when the pandemic came, I remember I told my teacher that I was so happy. And not that, because at that time, we didn't know what the pandemic really was, or what was really going on. We just knew that we had to leave school for about 2 weeks and everything was shutting down. It was a very unusual time in the world. Everybody didn't really understand what was going on, you know, even though they said it's happened before, you know, where there was a pandemic, but it wasn't as big as the coronavirus, and really they didn't have technological advancements like that. So it wasn't necessarily that everything was shutting down, you know, but it was shutting down for us. And I remember they told us that, oh, you know, we're leaving school. I think we even left school early that day. And they kind of just told us that, okay, we'll be out of school for about 2 weeks. And, you know, we had to kind of figure out a way to still do classes online after those 2 weeks. And I remember the first thing I told her, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, for these 2 weeks, you know, there's no education, there's no learning and all that. So I would get to read my Bible even more than I get the chance to. And that's exactly what happened. I picked up the Bible and I started to read the Word of God. I started to read a book. If I can remember the name of the book, God, help me. I have it here somewhere. I know, I think it's called Ignite My Heart or something like that. Someone gave it to me actually as a gift, graduation gift. It was a very beautiful gift. It was one of the best gifts I received. Actually, I think it was one of the only. Okay, no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I had another gift, but I mean, I got a lot of gift of money and stuff like that, which was great, and I appreciate it. But like that gift in particular, Ignite My Heart. Someone gave it to me, and they also gave me a like a journal to start journaling things and so on and so forth. And it was just the best gift ever, and really ignited my heart. But before graduation, in the pandemic and time like that, I started to read the Word of God and get to know God a little more. But I didn't even like, in that, I mean, I read it, but I wasn't reading it in the way that I read it now. I was just reading it because I was like, okay, I know I need to read my Bible, but I did not really have the time to. And so what I'm even trying to say is that, apart from the fact that we have to read our Bible, like there's us reading our Bible because we need to, not because we want to. Okay. We need to, we want to, like it can be very, I don't know, somehow, because you can read it because you want to and not get anything out of it. And you can read it because you need to and also not get anything out of it. You can read it because you want to and get a lot out of it as the Holy Spirit leads you. I've learned that over time that, just not just because sometimes I just like, oh, because I want to read the Bible or I need to read the Bible, I'll just pick up a chapter and I'll just open to it and start reading. And I'll be so like, and I understand what the Bible is saying, and but I'm reading it literally as a novel or a fiction or whatever, right? I'm reading it as a subject and not the object. Shout out to, I call her Digi Nasinka, but shout out to her when she broke that down one day. The Word of God is a sub. Is a, you know, a lot of us read it as a subject rather than the object. The subject is just the Bible and what it says in there, and the object is Jesus Christ Himself, because the Word is alive and it is active and it's sharper than every two-edged sword. It says the Word of God is sharp and is powerful. It says that the Word, He sends His Word and heal the disease. It talks about how the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. And so I was reading the Bible as the subject a lot of times, and I was not really getting anything out of it until I started reading this as the Bible, as the Holy Spirit led me to. Right, so I'm not just reading the book of Genesis because I want to. Now there is the corporate, Bible study that we do in church and all that, which is great. But taking time to read the Bible for ourselves and letting the Holy Spirit lead us to different verses, right? You know the verse that you need, or the chapter that you need to read in your heart. It's not a guess game, really. Like you know it in your heart. You know it deep really in your heart. And really, all of us can hear God. God speaks to all of us, right? So a lot of times the answers are really down in our hearts. And so we go to the chapter, and I probably will expand on that a little later, but we go to the book of the Bible that the Holy Spirit is leading us to. And when we start to read, we start to see that we start to gain such deep insight and understanding to that particular verse or chapter or book or whatnot, and we start to see how it plays in our lives and how God is so intentional about our life. We start to see what God is teaching us, the chastisement that God has given unto us. We start to see many different things. And really, a lot of I've one of the prayers I've prayed is in Ephesians, where it says that the eyes of our understanding, or Paul is saying to us, I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened rather, to the and the on the open and the eyes of your yeah the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, and your hearts will be open to the to receiving the Word of God. And really, when we open, and I feel like I'm paraphrasing there, please don't quote me, but that prayer really helps. So if you're looking to read your Bible even more, don't just read it as the subject, read it as the object, and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you on what book in the Bible to read, and then also to open the eyes of your understanding so that you may see what God is really trying to say to you in that season, in that moment that you may be in that time, and that you may in whatever trial you're going through, right? So that God can really open your eyes to seeing His Word and seeing how He's in action even now in your life, right? So read your Bible and pray, because and also one of my friends also always says that He always says that you can be a person of prayer and not be a person of the word, but you can't be a person of the word and not be a person of prayer. Meaning, you know, I mean, I guess it's very plain and simple. If you read the word of God, there's no how and there's no way you won't pray. You will pray because the word will push you to pray because you see God. So, you know, it will push you to pray for mercy, whatever it may be. It push you to pray or even thank God and even praise God. It will push you to pray and thank him for his wonders and his awesomeness. But, you know, you can pray and pray and pray and pray and not read the word and you just be a person of prayer. But then, you know, you just pray, you could pray amiss, right? But you can't really read the word amiss, you know, in a sense. You can't really, like when you read the word, it's what God has said, right? There's no miscalculating it. There's no question about if God said it or not. God said it, right? God, you know, when God said, let there be light, there was light. And I know that might seem a little contradicting from what I've just been saying, but really, you can't read the word amiss, right? In the sense that what is in the word of God stays in the word of God. You can use the word of God to pray, right? But you can't just be, but if you're just praying to pray and praying like that and just saying, you know, oh God, do this for me. God, please do this. You know, you pray amiss because some things that we pray about, God has already written in his word that this is yours, this is for you. So really, it's all about us enforcing it and saying and thanking him for what he has already written rather than asking him to do what he's already said he was gonna do. I don't know if that makes sense. Like rather than asking him to, like, you know, to do what he's already said he's going to do, what he's already written, because then it's like, bro, sis, I wrote it in the book. I wrote it in my book. Go open it and see it, right? And declare what I've written until you see it in action, right? Now, yeah, so you can't read the, I guess read the word amiss is probably not the right word because, you know, you can read the word as the subject and not the object, right? Yeah. But also, we should read the Bible, because it's our daily bread. And once we start to build that habit of reading the word of God as the Spirit leads us and reading it every day and literally building ourselves on it because it's our oxygen, because it's our daily bread, we start to see how our lives change. We start to see how it becomes a habit that we build and it becomes consistent in our lives. You know, there's some habits that you do, you don't even know that you're doing it every day unconsciously, right? So, some people, for some of us, you know, it's you pick up, you're always on Instagram every day. You always find yourself there every day. There's no day that you have never been on Instagram, right? Even if it's just for a second, right? Or on YouTube, right? In the same way, we should find ourselves speaking of the Bible, praying, reading the word. There's so much treasures in there, really. And as you read, you don't even have to read a whole chapter. You can read chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3 and just ponder it on it. Or if one chapter stands out to you, highlight it, maybe take some notes about it, or maybe find somebody to talk about it with. Sometimes I think that helps. Read the word and then discuss about it, or read the word and write down what your thoughts are. It really helps us to gain more understanding. You can get a Bible study partner. Like I said, apart from the Bible study you do at church, you know, it's also good to get like a Bible study partner, you know, so you can read, you know, a couple chapters and then pick out the stuff that stands out to you and then start to talk about it and let the Holy Spirit, you know, really move. And then also, I think I was saying that we can all hear the Holy Spirit. God speaks to all of us. He does. Sometimes the only reason why we won't hear the Holy Spirit is because we're not patient enough to hear him, or we're not listening. And then I also saw someone said that really, why we don't even hear God is because we don't understand his language. And his language is the word of God. And I remember when he said that, I was like, wow. I was like, huh? Wow. I mean, that's another way of looking at it, right? We don't understand his language. So we can't necessarily understand what he's basically saying to us. And that's true. In a sense, it is true. But, you know, apart from that, you know, I feel like even with that, God has a language and we need to understand his language. You know, it's more so that how do I put this? It's more so that, you know, with the deeper things of the word of God and the deeper things that God wants to tell us, right? He speaks through us through his word. I don't know if you get me. And really, because if you think about it, there are people who've never read the Bible who God speaks to, and they understand him in their language, in their dialect. But, you know, we can go into different sides of this and that and that and that. But having said that, the Holy Spirit speaks to all of us. As we read the word of God, we start to understand God's language, and he speaks to us even through his word. Maybe not even audibly, but even through his word, he starts to speak to us. He starts to give us direction even through his word. You know, we start to get ideas through his word. We start to find peace and solutions to problem through his word, right? Some of us, he may speak to us through dreams. Some of us, he may speak to us other things. But when we read his word, it really gives us direction. It really opens our minds, our understanding, our hearts start to, you know, understand things and start to know why we should live the way we should live for Christ. You know? So yes, let's strive to understand God's language so that we can hear him better and better every day. Really, it really is about the language, understanding God's language, so that we can understand how he's saying to our hearts and what he's speaking to us. You know, some of us are waiting, oh God, I want to hear you, and we're waiting for, you know, someone to say, hey, my beloved son, you know, how are you doing? But God is, you know, the Bible even tells us that his voice is like it's a still small voice, you know, it's very gentle. It's not very dramatic, but you know, like I said, we can all hear God. Some of us, and if you want to hear God audibly, you know, we can all pray at the end right now that God open our ears so we can hear you speak to us audibly in the name of Jesus. Open our ears to hear you, open our hearts to see what you're saying to us in your word and in every area of our lives. Oh Father, we ask, oh God, that you give us the grace to study your word and to read your word every day of our lives, to take it as you have said it. Let us not doubt what you've written in your word, because you didn't lie. And you're not a liar, so we refuse to treat you like one. We will not treat you like one. So Father, help us, oh God. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so that we can see what you are saying to us. Oh God, give us grace to be hearers and doers of your word. Because as we read your word, and as we hear it, our faith is being built. So, Father, we bless your name and we give you praise and honor. I ask, oh God, that from today, we'll be avid readers of the word of God. From today, we'll be readers of the word of God, not just for reading's sake, but because we want to see you in the name of Jesus. And from today, we'll pick up the Bible to read, and we will study to show ourselves approved of your word, line by line, precept by precept. We will go through the word of God, and we will see what you are saying, and we will understand in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you all for joining us at the Peaceful Corner. I love you all. God bless you, and join us again next time, you know, when the next episode comes. You know, share it to your friend, share it to anyone. God is really doing great things through all of this, and I appreciate everyone who listens, everyone who shares, everyone who likes, I guess, I don't know, leaves a comment. I appreciate all of you. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your week, your day, your month. Yeah, I love you. Bye-bye.